I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The Second Continental Congress of the 13 American colonies that began in Philadelphia in May 1775 was consequential. That body supported the war with Great Britain that had begun at Lexington and Concord a month earlier, saw to the drafting of the Declaration of Independence, and formed a new federation that they first named the United Colonies and later renamed the United States of America. The organizing document that they drafted, the Articles of Confederation, was mindful of an overbearing British central authority, and it thus created a very weak central government. The Confederal government had the power to raise and regulate a Continental Army, for example, but no power to compel the states to provide the troops or the funds to pay them. By the latter part of the Revolutionary War, that weakness led General Henry Knox to say in a letter to Gouverneur Morris,
"As the present Constitution is so defective, why do not you great men call the people together and tell them so? That is, to have a convention of the states to form a better constitution."
It's frequently the case that what works today will prove inadequate to the changed conditions of tomorrow. That's why it's important at every commercial insurance policy renewal to carefully examine your coverage while considering new risks, laws, and regulations. Before you renew a commercial policy, make an appointment with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance expert for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.